Local Men, Local Communities is a program supporting men aged 25 plus in our community. There are many ways your community group or organization can support the mental health and well-being of local men. Why not get involved and become a supporter of local men in your area? If you have any questions or would like more information, go to localmen-localcommunities.com.au. Station sponsor. Well, regular listeners will know that Local Men, Local Communities is an initiative by the South Gippsland Shire Council to improve the quality of life for men, and particularly their mental health, and get them off their backsides and doing things. And of course, one of the big problems that some men face, in fact, a lot of people face, not just men, is loneliness. It seems to be an epidemic right now, but there is an innovative scheme that is underway in Melbourne, in fact, around the world, and it's called Chatty Cafe. And I have on the line Glynis Reid, who is the managing director of Chatty Cafe, to tell us all about it. Good morning, Glynis.
Good morning, David. Good to chat to you.
It is great to have you with us. Now, what is Chatty Cafe?
Chatty Cafe scheme is an initiative basically focused on health prevention and reduction of social isolation and loneliness across Australia, and bringing people together in safe, comfortable venues such as cafes, where people can gather and have a respectful conversation together, and hopefully that might brighten their day. And out of that, they may also then develop up some sort of social friendships in relation to meeting with people at other chatty venues, or going together to a movie or something like that.
Okay, so social connection. So did this start in Australia?
No, it started in the UK. It was started by a woman by the name of Alex Hoskin, who by chance last year got an OBE for tackling loneliness with the Queen's Honours, which was very, very special for Alex. And she just had a situation. She was quite lonely one day. She was on mat leave with her young baby, who was being quite difficult, and she walked into a cafe and saw an older woman sitting by herself in the cafe. And she saw a carer with a person with disabilities, and they didn't seem to have too much to say to themselves on that particular day. And she just thought, how lovely it would be if we all probably sat at the same table and had a bit of a chat. We'd probably all feel a lot better. And bless her, she then sort of roneoed off some flyers and dropped them into sort of cafes on the high street in her township in the UK. And it just started there in 2007. And I became aware of them in 2019. And we got Chatty Cafe Australia registered with the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, and got up and running in October 2019 in Australia. So it's an incredibly simple concept, very, very simple concept. It seems to sort of hit a point for people in terms of offering a very easy and safe alternative to coming together.
Yes, because you mentioned that you started up in 2019, pre-COVID. I saw some... saw some figures that loneliness or social isolation was apparently one in four people were affected by that pre-COVID, one in two during COVID and at present. So it's quite a big issue.
It's a very big issue. As you say, it was already a significant issue. And I'm not sure that people are aware that some of the implications of isolation and loneliness are really significant, both in terms of physical and mental health aspects. So there's this sort of flow-on effect from in terms of physically cardiac issues, in terms of depression, and those sorts of impacts. So it's quite significant, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but the state government has agreed to have a portfolio for loneliness, and in the last parliamentary revamp of roles, Tim Richardson, who's a parliamentary secretary, has received a portfolio for social inclusion.
Right, and how many chatty cafes do you have around Australia right now?
We're primarily in Victoria, which is sort of running the pilot for the rest of Australia. We've got 100, over 100 in Australia.
Wow.
About 50% of those are neighbourhood houses and community centres and libraries. And the other 50% are commercial venues, cafes, restaurants, wine bars. We've even got op shops, and we've got aged care residences beginning to sign up.
That is great. Now, South Gippsland Council has been particularly active with you, haven't they? You've got a couple of venues already in South Gippsland.
The council has been sensational. They've covered the cost of signing up six venues. Got Sweet Life Cafe, which is on Bear Street in Leongatha. They have a chatty table Mondays 10 till 11 a.m., And they've also signed up Corumburra Library, and that's going to start up its chatty table on the 1st of August. And the table is going to run the first Monday of each month from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we also have volunteers that will assist at those tables, sort of act as facilitators and icebreakers to have people feel comfortable when they're sort of coming along for the first time.
I was going to ask about that, Glenys, because you do need volunteers. You do need somebody to really start the conversations, don't you?
Well, we do. And there, that's where chatty is most successful, particularly if people are a little bit anxious, as they may be, in terms of if they are people that would consider themselves sort of somewhat lonely and a bit isolated. They do need a bit of encouragement to come along to a new venue and sort of venture into it and find the chatty table with a sign on it, and having a volunteer there who's very engaging and encouraging can assist, yes.
Right, and you give training to people for how to start up conversation, what not to talk about?
That's a good question. It is a good question. Yes, we do. There are some bureaucratic requirements, such as working with Children Check, but as you know, that's free in Victoria, which is fantastic. We're obviously required to have some policies consistent with the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission and a handbook, and then there's a volunteer agreement in terms of confidentiality, etc. And then we do a one-hour induction, generally via Zoom, because we have people joining us from all over Victoria. And then we do have that conversation about what not to talk about if you're not in tune with the other people around the table, particularly when it comes to politics and religion. And we provide some advice on how to sort of segue out of those potentially uncomfortable situations.
Now, I can tell that you are a good chatty person.
Yes, I have been accused of that. I've been called the Queen of Chatty. So, yes, but I'm not alone. Lots of volunteers and the staff, we're all volunteers.
Now, you also have online chats, don't you?
We do. We offer those on Mondays and Fridays. We instituted those when COVID hit. As you said, we started in October 2019 and hit COVID. And before that, by the way, we hit the bushfires. So it's been a very, very sort of perfect rocky storm to get the charity up and running through COVID, because, of course, all the venues were closed and locked down, or certainly for periods of time. So that's quite difficult.
So Chatty Cafe is two venues right now in South Gippsland, the Sweet Life Cafe, as Glenys mentioned, at 1 Blair Street, Leongatha, and that is on every Monday from 10 until 11, and at the Corumburra Library from the 1st of August. Now, if you want to become a volunteer, where can people get information on how to volunteer to be chatties?
If they go to chattycafeaustralia.org.au. Now, in terms of how that will work in South Gippsland with the council, Vicky Bradley from South Gippsland Council has given me permission to just share that if there are any interested cafes or volunteers from the South Gippsland area interested in getting involved in Chatty Cafe, above and beyond either adding their venues on our website or completing a volunteer expression of interest, they're also welcome to contact Vicky at South Gippsland Shire Council, and the phone number for Vicky is 5662 9809.
So, a fabulous project, Chatty Cafes, with a very chatty Glenys Reid, the Managing Director of Chatty Cafes in Australia, and some great news for South Gippsland. I'll just repeat those times again in South Gippsland. The Sweet Life Cafe in Leongatha, Mondays 10 to 11, and the Corumburra Library from the 1st of August, the first Monday of every month from 2 until 3 o'clock. And don't forget, if you would like to volunteer, become a chatty person and help those who may be experiencing loneliness or some social isolation in life, then you can volunteer through the website, which is chattycafeaustralia.org.au. Glenys, thank you so much for talking to 3MFM today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, David. We look forward to having more chatty venues and chatty volunteers in the South Gippsland area.
3MFM, 88.1, 89.1, 89.5.